Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
We are going to get back to this Falcons conversation. And I want you to know these opinions come from years of experience with Mike and Bo. That's why I find them so valuable. These are not just fans in the stands. Mike has been on the line with the Falcons. Bo travels with the team with the Atlanta Falcons radio network. And you guys have gotten 5-4 listed of the QBs that you're most worried about. Bo, you had Tua and Matt Stafford. And then, Mike, you had Brock Purdy and Baker Mayfield.
Yes. And it's actually, now that you say it out loud, it's kind of shocking we didn't match us up. Because I think we're pulling from the same... We have the same line of thought. We just got rearranged, I think.
The top six, I have a feeling, are all the same.
I agree.
I absolutely, I would bet, is all the money in my bank account said our top six are the same.
Yeah, and I'll just start from there, and I'll go ahead and kick us back into this because I think the conversation is actually interesting. I do have, and you called it out a minute ago, I do have Matt Stafford at three. And look, I have him at 3,700 yards last year, 20 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Those ratios are not something that are going to light up when you look at, especially when you look at like a Baker Mayfield, who obviously I have behind Matt Stafford. But it's like I said a minute ago, he's just one of those guys when it comes time to do this thing. I also, for better or worse, take into account the situation. Obviously, you play Baker twice, but Matt Stafford's one of those guys that'll be coming back to Georgia. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a big deal for him to be getting to be playing in Atlanta. I think he's one of those guys that just when the game is on the line, you want the ball in his hand. And not that Baker's not that guy. I actually had trouble and I had to talk myself out of moving Stafford up to two because I think that much of him in end of game situations and what he's been able to do over the course of his career. He's special, man. He's a special player and he just from a cerebral standpoint, can break down defenses like no other. I came really close to sliding him in to that number two slot. But, yeah, Matthew Stafford's at three for me.
Yeah, well, Baker Mayfield's at three for me because the guy has finally hit his stride. He is in what we would consider the prime of his career, and he does it multiple ways. He's got enough. He's shifty enough and moves well enough to break off that random 35-yard scramble on 3rd and 18. He rushed the ball 60 times last year, or was credited with 60 rushes. 24 of those ended in a first down, and 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns. Thing about Baker is he'll give you the ball, he'll throw the ball to you. He threw it to the other team 16 times, but almost 79% of his passes.
Was it Richie Grant 2 years ago? That was
I think it was Richie Grant two years ago.
Richie Grant, it was real.
And look, I think we've done a good job against Tampa as far as the last few years. But he'll throw you the ball, but 78.6% of his passes were on target last year. That's a really good number. He also has Mike Evans, Chris Godwin.
Yeah.
They just drafted Ebuke, right, from Ohio State, they have a two-headed monster in the running game, and both those guys, well, Bucky Irvin's can catch the ball out of the backfield. Bucky Irvin's going to be a poor man's version of Bijan Robinson because of where he was drafted.
Yeah, Diet Bijan.
But I just think the weapons around him, he's finally comfortable. He's got everything he needs to be that Oklahoma Baker Mayfield, and that's what we saw last year.
Yeah, it's just so funny because, like I said, we have the same like pool of players in our top six. I think when you look at it, and I'm looking at Matthew Stafford thinking all the same things, like Kyron Williams, contract extension, Puka, all these different pieces over there. I'm like, man, I just really believe in them. I also think that what kind of separated me when I looked at Matthew Stafford as opposed to Baker Mayfield, and this should not weigh in, but you've had a lot more success against Baker Mayfield the last couple of years than you probably should have. And it's like the opposite of how I feel like the Kyler Murray effect. Like, yeah, you've actually done pretty well.
And he's done well. He's not done terrible against us. And the other thing is we play him twice.
Yep.
And one of those is going to be on Thursday night in Tampa Bay. That bothers me.
Yeah.
And you also play in the first game of the season, which you never know what you're going to get then either.
The Stafford game is a primetime game as well. It's Monday night, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken, in December next year at Mercedes-Benz. Yeah.
So it's a little bit more, for me, it's a little bit more because we're going to be hyped, right? Hopefully. Yeah. So I think it's interesting. I know that our 1 and 2 are identical. I just know it.
Yeah. You want to go ahead?
Yeah. I'll say what my 2 is.
Yeah. Go ahead.
My 2nd one is Jaden Daniels. Yeah. I mean, there's no way he can't be. Look, he's already played his way to in the top 10 of quarterbacks in just 1 year. They've done a good job of adding weapons for him. But this guy, you know, was very 78% of his passes were on target last year. He ran for almost 1,000 yards. He had 891 yards last year rushing, 6 touchdowns. I think he had 150 of it against us, if I'm not mistaken. 55 of his carries last season resulted in a first down in a rookie's campaign where he only threw 9 picks and 25 touchdowns. He will go eclipse 4,000 yards this year if he stays on this trajectory. He might rush for 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
And there's no way he's not the 2nd best quarterback we face this year.
The only hesitation I had with it, and I think that our game was a microcosm of this, is there's 2 different versions of Jaden Daniels. And Cliff Kingsbury was, and we've talked about it before, he's getting a lot of love as far as head coaching positions last year with what they did with his offense. Go back and look at the game against the Falcons. It was almost to me like the first half was Cliff Kingsbury going, okay, this is what we want you to do. And then the second half was Jaden Daniels going, all right, this is what I'm going to do so that we go win the game. Like, this is obviously not working. Our game plan is not working. I'm going to take this into my own hands, and I'm going to scramble, and I'm going to go win the game. And I just think that – I think that's great. But I think eventually Jaden Daniels has got to mold himself into – playing within the system. And I think he will. He was just a rookie last year. That's why I have him at 2, because the upside's there, but I'm curious to see where that goes this year.
Can I push back slightly? I don't think that was Jaden Daniels saying, I'm going to do this. I think Cliff Kingsbury was like, I got nothing. This is what you need to do. Run. If you drop back.
I think we're arriving at the same point there.
We are, but I just always felt like, here's the thing. I think this is the last year in Washington for Cliff Kingsbury. One way or the other, either they're going to continue to grow an offense so much that he gets a head coaching opportunity again, or it's going to be the same thing that happened in Houston with CJ Stroud, where they're not going to change what they're doing, and teams are going to be like, well, this is the same type of protection I had. These are the same call. These are all everything. Nothing's changed. We know on film what they're doing. And it's going to break down a little bit, and they're going to struggle. I think the difference in Houston and C.J. Stroud and in Washington and Jaden Daniels is that Cliff Kingsbury is going to say, Jaden, you're a good runner. You're an elite running guy. Run. Go. Because to me, that's all they did last year. That was Cliff Kingsbury's second half adjustment was like, run.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we're arriving at the same thing, and I'll get to one. I think one's very obvious, but I will say that, I don't know that any coordinator is just going to be like, hey, I don't have anything. You need to take off running. Like, for the most part, they're all going to just lie to you.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, no, now here's the plan. We're going to slide protection, and all the well-knowing he's going to step up and take off for 30 yards. This is going to be a good idea.
Can I guess your 1? Can I guess who's at 1 for you? Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Drake May.
Yeah, Drake May. That's it. That's the one. I will say, and obviously it's Josh Allen. The one aspect I wanted to bring into this was you have these two guys in back-to-back games. Thank God that there is a bye week sandwich between Jaden Daniels and Josh Allen.
That's the only good thing about the bye week.
That's the only good thing about where the bye week is at. I completely agree. Week 5 bye week, you're like, what? Oh, my God, it comes between Jaden Daniels and Josh Allen.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, though, and the fact that because – Josh Allen's going to beat the hell out of you, and then Jaden Daniels is going to juke the crap. Like, you're going to be so banged and battered that Jaden Daniels is like, whoop, whoop.
Boom. Well, so week 4 is the Washington Commanders, and then you get the week 5 bye, and you get week 6 Buffalo Bills. So I'm with you. I think you're going to be exhausted after the Commanders game on defense, chasing him all over the place. You're going to get the week 5 bye to get back to help, and then you're going to get hit in the mouth by Josh Allen whenever he decides to take off and run, or he's part of that run game, which usually only comes for them on, you know, the 3rd and 2 situations. So, yeah, man, it's but it's like we talked about earlier, and I know we're going to keep going over this, and obviously you guys can weigh in on the social media as well, what you think about our quarterback list, but the biggest takeaway was I didn't realize I think the load is just a little bit lighter as far as the quarterback. So it's very top-heavy. You're playing, the reigning MVP you are playing. And you had to play Patrick Mahomes last year and Jalen Hurts and all these other guys, but from top to bottom, as it sits right now, I don't know that it's that group. Now, You know, like we talked about earlier, like Bo Nix ended up being that guy. Mm-hmm. You didn't think that preseason, but he ended up being that guy out in Denver. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
And I think, look, you don't know what J.J. McCarthy is going to be. You don't know what the second year in full starting season of Drake May is going to be. You don't know who's starting in Indy. You don't know who's starting in New Orleans. Is Sam Darnold going to take, you know, is he going to be the guy he was in Minnesota and Seattle?
I have a hard time believing it.
Is Justin Fields finally going to, the light going to click, and he's going to be that guy? Those are, I mean, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 unknowns, and then you throw in, what is Drake May? Do you have potentially the potential for 6 unknowns? Problem is, Minnesota's really good on defense. The Jets have been good on defense, and they went and hired a defensive-minded guy who we all know and love. The Saints are a rivalry game, and one of those games is going to be in New Orleans. So, you know, Taysom Hill might pop up and run for 200 yards, and he might be the quarterback that game. Like, you never know. That's the problem with the NFL. I am still unknown on what Kyler Murray will be in this league after what, 6-7 seasons? Because one game he's great, and the next game he's not very good. So that you could throw that in for a 7th potential unknown at quarterback. If the defense takes a step, Allie, we're in a good place.
Well, there are just so many unknowns, but we do have Mike and Bo's picks up on Twitter. If you want to weigh in on this, do you agree? Did they miss someone at 9:29 morning shift? And coming up, Dion's got some thoughts on college salaries, and he is making it known. We'll cover that when we go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.